Next January she will be 70.
She's a Roman Catholic.
She's a Roman Catholic. Born in Louisville, Kentucky.
And her education, what
is that? She graduated from the St. Joseph's Academy here and went to Kentucky to, I don't know, a college, it skips me right now. It's in Bardstown, Kentucky, a Catholic college there run by the sisters. I can't remember the name of the college, and she's not here now.
Does she belong to any social organizations?
In St. Augustine, my wife?
Yeah.
Yes, she belongs to many social organizations here, many of the Catholic organizations, but she's a member of the Women's Exchange, which is a very prominent service social organization. She's a member of the Flagler Auxiliary, Flagler Hospital Auxiliary. She's been head of a number of Catholic service groups to serving the cathedral here in the way of the Altar Guild, particularly. She was chairman of the Altar Guild for a number of years.
Let's see, are there any prominent things in the community that you could happen to think of offhand, any festivals or anything like that? Anything particular about this community that sets it off apart from another community?
Yes, there's a good many things. As an example, one of the big things that I participated in and my wife participated in also was what they call the Ponce de Leon celebration. It was usually held in April of each year, and went back to just after the turn of the century. I participated in the 1907 as a young Indian boy, and again, and it did happen about every 2-3 years. I know in 1927 I was then 27 years old. I was chairman of the finance committee for the Ponce de Leon celebration of that year. And my wife was one of the, on several occasions, the ladies in way, a member of the lady, they would elect a queen. And then she would select ladies in waiting, and my wife participated in those celebrations on two occasions that I remember as members of the Queen's Court. I also, they would elect someone to represent Ponce de Leon and someone to represent Menendez, who was the founder of the city. And then they would have their court, and I also would ride horseback. I was a member of several of those courts different years, and we'd dress in costume and ride horseback.
Amazing. Okay, oh, one thing I'd like to also have you do. I don't know if you like to do it or I do it, you could explain it to me, but it would be better if you could have a sketch of your house. This is just sort of like it's sort of a sociological thing that we're doing, just to understand where you live, because the people from in Emory can't really...
It would be better to do a picture of the house, I would think.
I'd really just need like a floor plan, you know.
All right, we can do that, but I don't want to do that right now.
Okay, we'll do that later.
Let me tell you a little something else about my wife that should be contained in this information, I'm sure, because it's rather unusual. Her family came to St. Augustine in 1917, and her father